there's been plenty of buildup to the session. A couple of months back, we had a flurry of initial bill filings. Much of the attention there landed on the more partisan filings, like ones to ban sanctuary cities and a bathroom bill that bars transgender people from using a public restroom corresponding to their gender identity. Since then, there have been many press releases and press conferences extolling how hard each legislator planned to work this session. Finally, at noon on Tuesday,
members, we're ready to begin.
Things got started. First up in the House, pick a leader. Unlike the lieutenant governor, the House Speaker is picked by lawmakers in the House, not by a statewide vote. Now, in previous sessions, this has been a very tense and very interesting moment, with one or even two people stepping forward to challenge the previous speaker.
So, Mr. Secretary and members, it is with complete confidence and without hesitation that I place in nomination Representative Joe Strauss as Speaker of the Texas House of Representatives for the 85th session.
Okay, current Speaker Joe Strauss's name is in. Now, we just have to sit back and wait for the first interesting moment of the day, the naming of an opponent.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, the chair recognizes the Honorable Representative Kehoe for the first seconding speech.
Okay, so Kehoe seconded Strauss's nomination. Huh. No challengers for Strauss for the first time since he won the speaker's race in 2009. So that's unique, but not interesting. What about over in the Senate? While the House was going through the motions, Governor Greg Abbott was opening the upper chamber session with a stirring speech about all lawmakers coming together and working for Texas.
We may be from different political parties, but we unite under one Capitol dome, in a cause that's bigger than any one person and bigger than any one political party.
But surely, during all of the different speeches yesterday, there must have been a little bit of drama, some kind of foreshadowing for the session. Well, kind of. During House Speaker Joe Strauss's acceptance speech, he did mention the need to fund and fix the state's Child Protective Services Department, a bipartisan goal. But Strauss also hinted at a couple of looming battles with the Senate. One, he said the state needed to fix its constitutional but broken school finance system, something the Senate has not expressed interest in doing. And two, he gave a little nod to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's so-called bathroom bill, a bill that businesses say will hurt investment in Texas.
If someone wants to invest in Texas, if they want to bring commerce and opportunity to our state, we should welcome them. This state should invite economic activity, not turn it away.
So that disagreement could be interesting. And after all the anticipation of a new session, lawmakers must have been chomping at the bit to get to work, to debate bills, pass laws, and keep their campaign promises. Or not. By 3:30, the only work being done in the House and Senate chambers was the stacking and removal of all the extra chairs brought in for the first day of session. But even if lawmakers wanted to, the Constitution says they can't pass a bill for 60 days. So really, nothing happened yesterday. But check back in a couple of months. Ben Philpott, KUT News.